8th Perek of Bava Basa, 7th Mishnah. Koisim Nechaz Levonot, Tzach Sheyichtav Meyoyim Ula'ach HaMisa Divir Rabbi Yehuda. The person writes a document that I'm giving this as a gift to my children. He has to write that the gift is from today and after death, which basically implies that it really takes effect today, a condition that he dies. But if he just writes La'ach HaMisa, that will not take effect, because if he gives a gift after he's dead, dead people can't give gifts. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Einot Tzach. Why? You do not have to do that, because he says since there's a date written in the document, it automatically implies that the gift will take effect from today, and Acha Misa is just a condition that he will die. If a person wrote a document that he was giving his property to his son, and it will take place after he dies. So the assumption over here is that as long the matana was given in such a fashion that Betzim he's giving over to the son already now, but the father has the right to use the land until he dies. So there's a partnership as long as the father's alive, and then the son gets everything after the father dies. So the father can't sell the property because Betzim is sold to the son. The son can't sell it now, but right now the father has the right to use the land until he dies. If the father sold it, so it'll be like a rental. As long as he has rights to use it, which is till his death, he could give it over to somebody else, and afterwards it'll go back to his son, who's the real owner. If the son sold it, the one who buys it does not have any rights to do anything with it till the father dies, because right now it's under the control of the father. The father could pick whatever he wants from this field and feed anybody he wants. He doesn't have to only use it for himself. Whatever he did pick and he left it, he didn't use it yet, and then he died, it goes to his Yoshim, because once he picked it, it's his, and it goes to all the Yoshim. It doesn't go to that son. If a person died and he left children that were Gdolim, above Bar Mitzvah or below Bar Mitzvah, so in a gdolim is banis al ktanim, and ktanim is zaynim al gdolim. That the older ones cannot take money for their garments from the ktanim, even though their clothing costs more than the children's ktanim. And we don't say it the other way around. The ktanim don't get extra food because the ktanim, little children, have special eating needs, which is more costly than the gdolim one. The mice, we split the money equally, and everybody uses his portion for what he needs. If the older ones got married before he died, after he died, then the younger ones will also get the same rights. In other words, if they made up that we can use part of the estate for marriage expenses, so whatever was taken for the older children's one from the state will also be given to the younger ones for their marriage. If the ktanim said that you were given, they speak to the brothers that got married before the death of the father. They said, since before the death of the father, you got a certain amount for your wedding expenses, we want the same amount now. Then we do not listen. In other words, they're entitled, if we use part of the money for wedding expenses, if it was used from the estate for some children, we use it for all the children. But if the original wedding expenses was not given from the estate, it was given from the father before he died, that's not a proof that he wants that to happen after he dies, and therefore the children that remain are not entitled to that extra schus. Whatever the father gave to those other ones before he died, he gave, and the new ones just split the Yerusha equally.